This up here, Chuck and Brenda are running for the two-year term. The reason we have a two-year term is that when Mike Daphne resigned, he had only served a few months. I was appointed then until the next election. At the next election, we voted and Jay was elected to serve until the next election, and then to complete that, and then So Jay now is running for the net last 2 years. Okay, so at the next election, then now Jay is running, and Jay was not able to be here. He's driving bus, so he wasn't able to come, unfortunately. And John
Russell.
Russell, thank you. Russell is running, is in North Carolina doing tornado relief. So he was not, or hurricane relief, I'm sorry. So he was not able to come either. Again, welcome everybody and thank you for coming. I'm Earl Jones and I'll be your moderator. Again, as I said before, Brenda and Chuck are here. Jay was not able to be here and Russell Sato was not able to be here. Russell's doing tornado relief, or hurricane relief. And Jay is driving bus. So I think we'll get started. So the first question is, we'd like you to introduce yourself, and as part of your intro, please tell us about your career and your community involvement. And Brenda, we'll start with you. And we'll try and hold this to about 3 minutes, okay?
Oh, I'm sure it won't take quite that long. Okay, I'm Brenda Bishop. I've been a resident of Alliance for 30 years, and I just want you all to know that I appreciate you showing up here today. I think it's awesome. I didn't expect this many people. When I moved to Alliance, I came in with Woolridge. I was the standard supervisor and eventually became the plant supervisor. Once Woolridge closed, I trained and became an Alliance Police Department public safety dispatcher. I worked for the police department for 10 years and then for a total of 2 more years, so a total of 12 years there. I was also on the Parks and Tree Board. Once Woolridge closed, I decided to stay in Alliance because a small town girl found her home. I really fell in love with Alliance. With all the time I spent working at the police department, I've seen the city be in an awesome place, so I saw a lot of good. And unfortunately, I've seen a lot of bad too. I stepped up to do this because I want to try and help our city. I love our city and I want to see if we can turn it around and make it a better place to live. It's a great place to live right now, but we really need to start looking at some of the situations we're in. And that's why I'm saying your vote counts. And I appreciate the fact that all you people are involved in this. Like I said, I really love the city of Alliance, and I want to see if I can help improve it with my thoughts and your concerns. Thank you very much.
Okay, Chuck. Chuck, you want me to repeat that? Or?
No, I think I can remember.
Okay, thank you.
My name is Chuck Frisch. I grew up all over the country. My dad was in the oil business, and I've been moved to Alliance 24 years ago. I was the director of anesthesia at Boxby General Hospital for 22 years. I retired out of there 2 years ago, couldn't stand retirement, and so I've been doing what we call locum tenens anesthesia, mostly in Nebraska, but in some other states. We raised our kids here, we love the town. I've been to small towns, big towns, little towns, we love Alliance because it's a small town where our kids could go out and ride their bikes till dark and come home. If something happened, we knew before they got home that somebody would tell us if they had misbehaved. and I'm like Brenda, I've seen with all my moving around all over the country, I've seen towns that have grown, I've seen towns that have died, and I'm afraid Alliance, if it doesn't start changing, it will be a dying town. Even though we do have the railroad and the hospital, there's still quite a few people who don't want to move here because the town's not really growing and the industry's not growing. We're not getting a large difference of retail here. And I just don't want to see Alliance die and become one of those towns. You know, I want to see the hospital go, I don't want to see the railroad go, and that type of thing.
Thank you.
Oh, I forgot. I was a volunteer fire person. They've never let me fight fires too often since, because I was always stuck with rehab because I was, you know, with my medical background. And I've been on the police advisory board for about 3 years. Now I'm done, Earl.
Okay, thank you, Chuck. And Chuck, you can keep the microphone because we'll have you answer the next question first. What specific issues do you think the city council needs to address? Crime, drugs, housing, energy, utilities, or anything else?
As I said, I think town, that there's quite a few people. When people move here, when people go to a new city to live or new town to live, what they're looking for is quality of life. I learned in the industry a long time ago, when you move to a town, you want three things: money, you know, your job, you want money, quality of life, and location. We have a great location here, and we have a good quality of life, and money is just where your employer is at. But the quality of life in Alliance has decreased since I've been here. I think one of the things I'm concerned about is the code enforcement. I do a lot of walking around town on my time here, and I see lots of code violations that I see never enforced. You know, being trees that you can't walk on, you have to walk, I have been and have to walk under trailers and campers and stuff parked for more than their allowed time. So that's one thing. I think the crime is getting better being on the police board with our past chief and our current chief. I don't know him too well, but you know, the crime is all related, mostly related to the drugs that we have. And hopefully get that under control. I think that's about it. What was the other part?
Those were just suggestions: housing, energy, utilities. What concerns
okay.
you had?
Housing. We do need some more housing. As everybody knows, a house goes on sale and 4 days later it's gone. And especially. I won't say low income, but moderate income housing, moderate income housing apartments that we need to increase. And the only way we can get investors in is to have the town look good, so they'll want investor money in appropriate ways.
Okay, Brenda. What issues do you think the city council needs to address? Crime, drugs, housing, energy, utilities?
My biggest concern at this point right now is the overspending of the city. We've got a leakage in the city. It's incredible how much money we spend and we waste. I know that the police department bought a radio system with a grant for $200,000. It was incompatible with any other system here in this panhandle. Nobody could talk to us. So then, with the new chief that came in, they've had to purchase a new one that is compatible so that they can talk to each other. So to me, that's a waste of a heck of a lot of our money. And that's not just my money, it's your money too. We need to stop that. We need to have someone that's overseeing these over expenditures that is on top of things. Our public safety has improved, I believe. I worked there for 10 years, then I came back for another two. under the old chief, the second, no, not the new one, the one just before him. I found him interesting to work for. With the new chief that's come in, there was a lot of controversy with him. But I have heard nothing but good so far about him. People are impressed. I'm holding my judgment on this. I hope that he does what he says he's going to do. So I think our safety is in the right direction. Housing, yeah, we need more housing in our town. But first, we've got to get more industry in here. We can't just build more houses, and we can't build them anyway. It would have to have somebody come in and set up a subdivision and build. But you have to have people coming to the town to do that. So we've got to do something to build up our economy and have people want to come here and live. Okay, that's it.
Okay, Brenda, you can be first to answer the next question, which is, several of the candidates have indicated that they're going to make changes. What changes do you see that need to be made?
We need to be accountable, and our city staff need to be accountable for their jobs. When you accept a position in our city, you should be expected to be at your job every day that you're supposed to be there. Doesn't mean that you can be at home, even though council may have approved that you be at home. My feelings is that we need to change that. And if you're a member of our community and you're leading our community in any position in the city and you're supposed to be at work, you go to the city to work. I have a very strong opinion about that. When you're in a position in the city, you lead by example. You can see what's going on. And you can help alleviate some of the problems.
Thank you. Chuck, same question. What do you see? What changes would you like to bring about?
I have to agree with Brenda. If you're hired by the city and you're a city employee, you need to show up every day. You got to do your job. You also got to be available for city for the citizens of the city to ask questions to and answer your questions. You've got to get people to again. You have to show. That you're
a leader.
You're a leader, but you got to show you're a leader by not just by example, but by your dress. You got to act like a professional. You got to dress like a professional. That's what people see. Somebody comes from out of town to talk to a city employee, no matter who they are, you've got to look. You know, if you're a manager of the city employees, you got to look like a manager. You can't be. Look like a bum. Put it mildly.
Okay, thank you.
Oops. Stop long enough.
Perfect.
Okay, Chuck, for our next question, and you can be first to answer this. What do you see as your role in government?
I see my role as one, leading by example, and two, budgeting, defining the budget, how the budget is spent, how expenses are done, how income is used in appropriate ways. The city only has a certain amount of income that we can get. We need to make sure that's budgeted for the best of the community, not just certain people, certain ideas, but for the community in the whole, to try to advance the welfare of the whole city.
Thank you. Brenda, same question. What do you see as your role in the government?
The role of a city council person, you're responsible for all the departments, which includes public service, which is EMS, fire department, police, all the public works, the electric, the sewer, the water. You're responsible to make sure that the person that's in charge of them is doing their job correctly. As a city council member, you help establish local laws and policies. And as my role, I would try to make sure that whatever I did, I questioned. If somebody says that we need to increase the budget by so much money, I'm going to be one of the first ones that goes, excuse me, why are we doing this and why do we need to do this? Do we have the money to do this? I'm going to be the biggest questioner that they have. I've never been one to back down. So I will always be challenging whomever is in charge.
Okay, thank you. And the next question you can answer first is, how do you plan to bring unity between the city staff and the city council?
I didn't know there was a problem. Obviously there must be, or you wouldn't be questioning this. As a city council member, you've got to be available to anybody and everybody, including your employees. And the city has a tremendous amount of employees that are just absolutely wonderful. We need to make sure that they understand how we appreciate them and make sure that they don't want to just abandon ship. And that's been happening an awful lot lately. We've had an awful lot of good people leave the city of Alliance, and I think that's a shame. And what we need to do is mend the bridges. Whoever caused these problems, we need to go in and find out what's going on in the city and why people are jumping ship so much.
Thank you. Chuck, same question. What would your plan be to bring unity between the city staff and the city council?
Well, as my former employees and all the nurses at the hospital could tell, I always had an open door policy. And, my door is always open. And I plan to do that with the city. That I'm not going to answer between 11 and 7 in the morning, but I would always answer, be available to answer the phones. I would encourage that we'd have, if there's a certain department that is having problems, I'd encourage that the city council appoint a couple members or volunteer to have conversations with that group, see what the problems are. Like she said, we have a very good employee base here as city employees, and they just need to be encouraged to stay. We need to find out if they're when they leave, why are they leaving? Is it pay? Is it quality of life? Is it their, I hate to say this, their managers? There's got to be a reason why they don't want to stay, and we need to find out why. And the only reason, the way you can do that is to talk to the employees.
Thank you, Chair. The next question is, what do you think the next priority building project should be for the city? How soon should that happen, and how should it be paid for?
That's a tough question, you know, because of budget concerns. After working in the volunteering at the fire department and having such a close association with the police department, both through work and the fire department, and being on the board, I would think we need a public service building where the fire department and the police department could both coexist. You know, that's going to be a major project, and the only way I can see it budgeted for is a bond issue, and that's going to be increase everybody's taxes. But if that's, you know, being in the fire department, their quarters are so squeezed so tight, and same with the police department, their quarters are squeezed so tight. I know the former police chief wanted to have special FBI and a special drug enforcement people here, but they had no secure places. It would be nice to have the Panhandle FBI office here. It'd be nice to have the drug enforcement offices here, but they need special secure places. And the only way we can do that is get a new public service building built. In addition, the city hall needs to be redone to make it more handicapped accessible. You know, I'm getting a little bit older, and it's getting harder and harder for me to climb steps. So, and I know how hard it is to get to see city manager, city clerk, and that we need to do something about that. And again, all that's going to cost money, and we don't. I know people here don't want to increase what they have now. So, the only way to do it is to have a bond issue. And it's going to, unfortunately, it's going to have to increase taxes if that's what the people want. And to do that, I think we need to have a referendum. It's people want to do this before we actually go forward. If people don't want it, then we'll have to, the city will have to figure out how to live with what they got.
We're in the same question. What's the next priority building project should be for the city? How soon should it happen, and how should we pay for it?
Well, unfortunately, we are going to need a new police station. I've seen some information on it. I'm not in agreement with how much it should cost, how much they're saying it should cost. And I don't agree with the place where they thought we should put it, which is down by the old power plant. Unfortunately, I really have not looked at the fire station. I know the police department, because when I worked there, of course, I knew how cramped we were. And that is in need. I would have to really think about the fire station, and we would have to do a bond on it. But I don't believe the city citizens are going to want that. So I'm going to say, yeah, I'd like to see us get a new police station, fire station. That would be really nice. And if we do that, we need to look into seeing if there are any grants or any financial assistance from the federal government or whomever we can get assistance from. But I don't see us getting it anytime soon, basically because we're in a financial crunch right now. We had to take 10% cut on all our departments this year just to be able to make our budget. That's not good, folks. So yeah, I would like to see that happen. City Hall, you bet. That would be great. That would be great. You know, to the tune of how many millions of dollars to just put in ADA accessible. The other option we have is we could always see if there are any places up at the Learning Center that are available where we could put our city offices, because that's ADA accessible, even though it's kind of crumbling from what I hear. We do have some issues, and everything that we decide to build, if it's going to be very major, we're going to have to put it out for a referendum and have it vote on it. And you folks are going to have to decide if it's worth it or not.
Thank you, Brenda. My next question is, the City of Alliance has ARPA funds, our COVID funds of about $500,000 that need to be spent on a project for our community. How do you think we should spend those funds?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, Jay had a really, really creative idea by doing the splash pad. However, there are some issues with that, and it's got to be, as I understand it, those funds have to be earmarked by the end of the year. It was just brought up at City Council during the last City Council meeting. Those ARPA funds can be used on, I believe, Parks and Recreation and anything like that. Yeah, splash pad would be great. But that needs to be really investigated. It can range anywhere from $100,000 to $500,000. And to just bring it up in October and have it earmarked by December, I don't see that happening. When they put in the skate park, there were a bunch of kids that got together and did that with their folks. And those kids worked hard to get that to go. If the kids want a splash pad, that would be great. But then they need to have a committee go and get together, and this needs to be thought through. We can't just throw money at, oh, here's an idea, let's put in a splash pad. We can't just do that. We need to look at things like our parks that are available right now. The canopy walk between 12th and 10th on Sweetwater. I think Teresa was the one that said that really needs lighting, and she's right. I walked that at 5:30 in the morning, and it's kind of spooky. You know, and I keep looking over at the bushes thinking there could be a body in there. So we need to look at what we have right now and see what we can improve instead of throwing out projects just to spend the money. I mean, we've had this money for over a year. Am I correct?
I guess 2 years.
No, probably 2 years, and nobody's thought about using it before right now. What's going on, folks? Who didn't think about this? It needs to be thought about, and it should have been thought about a year ago.
To go on Brenda's note, yet it need to be thought about before, and that's why we hired a city manager. So I wonder how that's going on, and why a city manager didn't come up to the council and say, hey, we got this money, where's it going? Where do we want to use it? Jay's idea is a good idea, but I just see lots of issues with it, with liability, maintenance, that type of thing. I have to agree with Brenda. I like to see some lighting around the paths. I like to see some extensions of the current walking. I see tons of people out walking, and it'd be nice to have, you know, if you walk through our parks around the city, up, you know, continuation around the city, maybe some more bike trails on some of the abandoned roads, you know, something for the recreation of the city as a whole. Our kids are our future, but you know, we also have an increasing elderly population that needs to be looked at and their recreational needs.
Thank you. And the next question.
We've had a couple of questions about the First Interstate in on West 3rd, and we've not passed them up, and I wondered if you would explain why.
I'm not running for office, you know that.
The
First Interstate in is a big problem, and it's not a problem with a simple solution. A corporation owned and operated that hotel. Well, that corporation no longer exists in the state of Nebraska. It's not even organized. So they contacted the guy who owned the corporation, and he said they could go on it, and that's when they finally went and got to do the inspection and do some things. But in the meantime, he hasn't been paying the taxes, so the tax lien has been purchased by someone, okay? Now they've got to wait until that tax lien, I don't know how long, but for a period of time before he can go after the title on that.
The lawyer said it was available now, so he can do it now.
He can do it now?
Yeah.
But he doesn't have a real incentive to do it now.
We need to push him.
Yeah, and we can push him, but part of the reason why he's probably not doing it now is we don't know how many liens are on that motel either. So even if he gets the motel, a tax deed for the motel, it can still have liens on it that encumber the title of the hotel. So unfortunately, it's not a simple matter of the city just tearing it down and taking it, or even if the guy says you can have it, it's not really his to give unless the liens are all taken care of, the taxes are taken care of. So it's not a quick, easy answer. And I can ask you guys, do you want to speak to that? I mean, there's not much you can say outside of what I said, is there?
No.
I mean, that's accurate. That's your understanding,
yeah,
too, right?
Yeah.
So unfortunately, asking them what they would do, there's not a lot they can do, okay? So I'm sorry. But that's why they haven't brought that question up. The next question is, Chuck, and you can answer first. What are some of the things that you believe the city does very well?
The police department has really improved since I've gotten here. The police department, their community relations has gotten much better. And the way they talk to the kids is a much improved outcome. I would say the departments, the street department, the guys who pick up the garbage, all those departments, the landfill people, they all do a good job. And I think, you know, the landfill does, you know, like the landfill, we can take your extra garbage and stuff twice a year. It's great. You know, those type of things we really do well. You know, there's always going to be some problems, but the actual needs of the city are very well taken care of. The electrical department is outstanding. I mean, we have a storm and we lose power for 20 minutes, and they're out there in a blizzard fixing it. I mean, they're out there busting their butts just to get us back to power. They know how much we need it. So those are the things I think we really do well. Our utilities are just outstanding in this city.
Okay. You stole my thunder there. Yeah, the parks, the electric department, when I first moved here 30 years ago, they actually kind of sucked. Because when we go out for a while. So they've improved tremendously. I've seen a great improvement in the streets. However, I still live on a country road. I don't live on Bighorn. And it needs some attention. And I understand it's in the plans for it to be taken care of. The thing that I have always loved about our city is our parks. We have some beautiful parks. And they're well maintained. There's the buffalo grass, which I was like, wait, why is that grass so weird? So he said, well, it's buffalo grass. I was like, oh. What I got in my front yard, you know. But our parks are really nice and they're well maintained. The electric department is great, and our public works is really good. And I will say this, I'm really proud of our city because we added the public transport, I don't know how many years ago, but I was like, wow, we're right uptown like Scott's Bluff and Gearing. So we do have some amenities that we are bringing to town and improving on, but I'm definitely liking our parks.
That's what we have. We have a few things that are worded very similarly. And I'm not sure I understand what this gentleman was asking, so I'll talk to him before the next one. But that's
okay. What experiences and skills make you the best candidate to serve on the city council? And is there anything else that you would like to say to the people?
Like Chuck, he's been here 24, I've been here 30. I've worked for the city, and I've seen some really good managers, and I've seen some really bad ones. I must say that I would really like to see us change and improve and this one's really hard trying to put it in my mind. I'm going to listen to the people. I want you to know that I care about this city tremendously. Your concern would become my concern, and I'm always there for you. I've had so many people approach me and ask me what I'm going to do about this and what I'm going to do about that. I can't do anything myself as a city council member. Maybe as a city council we can do that. But I do have a knowledge of different resources that I've helped people with and said, all right, this is who you need to call, this is who you need to contact. If this isn't happening, then you go to this person. If that doesn't happen, then you go to this person. So I've tried to be available to the people that have come to me and asked me questions of what I'm going to do to improve, anywhere from roads to electric to how we're going to help the handicap. I've had them all hitting me up. And I've tried to be as honest as I can. I can't do anything without the votes to get me in there to see what we can do to improve. And your concern is my concern.
As for my experiences, a lot of people don't know this, but besides my anesthesia degree, I have a master's in healthcare administration. And half of healthcare administration is finance. So I'm very well versed in budgeting and in where money comes from, how it's spent, how money is distributed, and how we can get grants and stuff like that. Also, my experience, I know some people ask me, Chuck, you're retiring, you're going to stay in Alliance? And I always say, yes, we love Alliance. We like the weather, believe it or not. We like the people, and we have no plans to move. We want to stay here until we can't stay here. And our experience, my wife and I love to travel. That is one of the things we do. We've traveled to all 50 states. I've traveled to 27 different countries. And with that experience, you see how different people live. I mean, I've volunteered in countries there where you're rich if you have a front door. So I see how some of those countries have pulled themselves out of the bootstraps and how they've grown. We've also gone to some first world countries and cities that have reclaimed themselves from ravages of war and how they've improved. I went to Romania right after the Civil War, after communism, and I went there and did some volunteer, and my wife and I went there a couple years ago, and the improvements that those people can do improve their situations and their lifestyles. And I know we can do that in Alliance because we have the population that wants Alliance to grow. We have the core city employees that want the city to grow and improve. So that's all there. And we've got to, as a city council, we've got to manage those people, manage our budgets, encourage those people to give us ideas. And then the city, and as citizens, as I said, I always had an open door policy, and I expect anybody can ask me any question. And as I always tell my anesthesia students, I don't know the answer, I'll find it out for you. There's just things, Alliance has such a thing as the internet, as my Eastern friends don't say that we even have. The internet is wide open, so you can find all kinds of information if you just know how to look. And, as an anesthetist and a doctorate and research, I know where to look. I know what sources are out there and how to look up those up on the internet. Because they're out there. All you have to do is know how to punch the buttons to find them.
I guess I think that's the end of those questions. I have one question, though, that hasn't been asked that I'd like to know, is how do you feel about the city offices being closed on Friday afternoons?
I hate it. In fact, I'd like to see most people are employed from 8 to 5 or 7 to 3 or something like that. I'd even like to see the city offices, if they're going to close on Friday afternoons, they should be open Saturday mornings for 4 hours. People need to be able to get to the city offices and interact with certain employees. I mean, you don't need all employees there, but you should have a manager and a secretary or a receptionist, because people need to be able to get a hold of the employees. If you're closed Friday afternoons and that's my only day off, I mean, I know a lot of the nurses' staff that, they work all day, and there's no way they can get to staff. And Friday's their day, and they're closed at noon, and they want to sleep in late. Well, they're shocked, and they can't see them. So, I just don't like that idea that they're closed Friday afternoons.
Ditto. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. They're supposed to be there for us. It's our city. We're paying their paycheck. And they're taking off. We're not an industry. We're a city office. It's kind of like when the library's closed on Saturdays. You know, people can't get to the library all the time, especially if it's, like, you know, open till 6. I'm not sure, but I've heard a lot of people say that the only time they can go is Saturday mornings, and they closed it on Saturdays. So, you know, we're supposed to be there. The city's offices and entities are supposed to be available for the general public, not for your, you know, the employees' convenience. We need to make sure that there's somebody available. And I agree, you know, let's flip those shifts, you know. Somebody's there from 7 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon, and then someone's there from 9 until 6, so that people can go in there and talk. Doesn't mean that your work's not being done, because you can still do your work with nobody else in there. We need to really reevaluate that type of situation. That's to me, is just totally wrong.
Thank you. I think that concludes the section here. Remember, now we're going to reset, and then we're going to have Travis, Randall, and Tamara come up here, and we'll ask them probably the same questions.